What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So hot and humid with a chance for showers today, and apparently there's some kind of high pressure ridge, something or the other, that has kind of closed off the Gulf. So we don't really have to worry about any tropical weather, although there are some waves coming off the coast of Africa. But from what the meteorologists are saying, and I mean this with all due respect, so now that I said all due respect, I can say anything I want. I think if there was any way for them to make us aware, I'll say charitably, of a hurricane, they would seize upon that, and they're not. So I take that as we're okay for now. Arthur Sterbko joins us now, local real estate analyst. How you doing, Arthur?
Doing terrific. Good morning.
How you? Good? Well, everything. I just asked you that, didn't I? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a little bit under the weather, but we'll get through it. Let me ask you this. When it comes to buying homes, I was thinking about it in anticipation of talking to you today. It reminds me a little of when I bought my first home in the mid-'80s, because inflation's not great, the interest rates aren't great, and at some point, you just got to jump in, because the prices continue to go up and up and up, and they don't generally come down, do they?
It's pretty rare for them to go down, just because of inflationary pressure and population growth. So you're exactly correct. I always say it's time to get on the equity escalator and buy a home and ride your property value up.
Because you can always refinance. That's what I think a lot of people don't realize. Get the property, even if it's at an exorbitant, what you consider an exorbitant interest rates. But if you can afford it, you can always refinance. So that'll bring the note down, right?
Almost always it's prudent to refinance if you're going to be there for at least 2 years, and usually a 1.75% to 2% interest rate spread between what you're paying now and what you're refinancing. That's usually the amount of time it'll take to recover the closing costs. But certainly if you're going to be there 5, 6, 7, 8 years normal, it makes perfect sense to buy now. The interest rates are going to fall. I don't think there's anybody on the planet who doesn't think that's going to happen. And so you've got some people waiting for that to happen, but that means that there's some buying opportunities, and to save a quarter of a percent, you may save thousands in sales price. So, you know, sit there and do the math a little bit, and you go, you know, I'm in a pretty good position right now to go and lock in a sales price. And then when interest rates do fall significantly, probably next year, I'm in a great position to probably refinance.
So the way I look at it, the market is going to determine how much somebody can afford to pay for a house. So if the interest rates are high, there's only X amount a month that people can afford, right? So if the interest rates are high, that means the price of the house is going to come down. Or if the interest rates are low, that means the price of the house is going to go up. So does it really matter?
Yeah, it's supply and demand. It's just how many buyers are in the market at that point in time relative to the amount of listings on the market. You know, a lot of sellers took their property off the market because they felt like, oh, there's no buyers out there. So the inventory has really been kind of sparse in a lot of areas. Now with consumer confidence starting to come back into the market, we're seeing listings come onto the market, which is a good thing. And buyers are in the shadows gearing up to buy. I think we're going to see a pretty good third and fourth quarter this year,
especially
in the commercial market.
Somebody texted in and wanted to know if there's a rule of thumb when it comes to how long you plan on staying in a property before you buy it.
You mean before you buy your next one?
Well, before you buy. In other words, like you mentioned 2 years. Is there like a 3-4 years a rule where if you're not going to be there for more than 2 years, don't buy given the market? Or is there any way you can really say that?
That's really such an individual thing. Sometimes it's a function of you don't really know how long you're going to be there. All of a sudden you get a sudden job transfer and you've been there for 3 months and you go, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen that happen to people. And yet we've seen people that expected to move in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years and stay there and they're still there 10, 15, 20. So it's such an individual thing. Everyone's lifestyle and life's choices change almost daily.
Where are the hotter areas right now, Arthur?
Well, believe it or not, Orleans Parish, if you're looking for properties over $400,000, those properties are, I hate to say it this way, but they're flying off the shelf.
Say that part again, Arthur. What price range?
Anything over $400,000 in Orleans Parish is very hot right now.
Really?
It's absolutely, yeah. You go under $400,000 and it's bare bones.
So you can either afford it or you can't, pretty much?
That is exactly what's happening in Orleans Parish. There's a lot of movement in houses over that $500,000 for sure. Hmm. But a pretty big increase in sales price and in units being sold.
I generally speaking, what is $500,000 going to get me in Orleans Parish? Again, it all depends on location to the third power, but...
Yeah, in the Garden District is not going to get you much.
No.
In some of the other areas of the city, it's going to get you a lot. City Park area, you get something pretty nice. In the Broadway area, something pretty nice. Something on the West Bank, something very nice. So it all depends on where you're standing. But, if there's a particular neighborhood you're looking for, you go to Realtor.com, Zillow, see what the prices are, and get a real good understanding of what the market is like right now.
But you got to have some place to go before you sell it, right?
Well, typically that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. You really don't want two houses, and it's hard to qualify for two houses. Mm-hmm. Day one.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Note while you're trying to, buy a house and have a note on the other side. But it's a pretty easy system here in the United States in terms of being able to sell your home and move it to the other. In terms of timing of cash flows, regarding of loans, the other lender isn't usually going to let you close on a second house until you've closed on your first home, the one you're in. So they don't want to see somebody overloaded with debt.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back talking real estate with Arthur Sterbko, local real estate analyst. We check in with him every now and then. I want to talk about Old Algiers as we come back, Arthur, because I, on Saturday, sometimes take rides around the city just to see what's going on. And it amazed me, having grown up in Algiers and been very familiar with that area, with what's going on down there. Arthur Sterbko, our guest. You got any questions? 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler talk and text line. Please don't ever text and drive. 620 traffic, WWL. It is 626. Don't get ahead of ourselves. Arthur Sterbko, I guess, local real estate analyst. Arthur, I asked for text, so let me read a couple of them. So if I take my lower ninth 1,600-square-foot shack and put a $425,000 price tag, it should sell within a week, right? Well, that's not what you said at all.
No, I'm afraid that won't work.
Yeah. I mean, you can try it, but it's not going to sell. Somebody else said that moved to Jefferson Parish after Katrina. Otherwise, I'd still be in Lakeview, but I enjoy Jefferson Parish leadership. Larger lots, no power lines. And this is the part that got me. Clay in soil, no house sinking. It's not as glamorous as Orleans, but I'll take the swap. But I know Jefferson Parish was a lot of swampland that they filled, right?
That whole section of Lakeview and Jefferson Parish, if you go back and look at maps from 50, 60, 70 years ago, it was all swamp.
He's talking about specifically the West Bank of Jefferson, but still not a lot different, is it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the soil down here is the soil pretty much everywhere in the region, in the Great New Orleans area, except for once you get to the North Shore, obviously.
Unless you're on the alluvial ridge, right, close to the river?
Exactly. Metairie Ridge and things like that. You certainly have a few variants, but nothing significant.
Somebody else texted in and wanted to know about tariffs. Are they going to affect the price of houses, or are they affecting yet the price of houses?
No, haven't seen any of that impact at all, to be honest about it. And I really don't foresee that being a major problem, because it'll be offset by economic growth in some other factors in the market. So if there is an impact, it'll be offset by a positive impact.
So there's X amount that people can afford a month, and the market pretty well dictates that by raising or lowering either interest rates or the asking price for houses, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. I figured that out a long time ago. When people start talking about saving interest rates or waiting for the 3% rate, it's like, well, that's fine. But keep in mind, they realize, the market realizes you have X amount to pay, and that's either way, you're not gonna beat the system.
It's like trying to time the stock market.
Right, exactly. Good luck with that. What about old Algiers? Because I was driving around there a couple of weeks ago, and I was shocked at what's going on at old Algiers. That's got to be a pretty hot area or not?
It is. A lot of renovation, a lot of activity in that area. It's been very solid. Obviously, it's proximity to the CBD, but sales prices there are up almost just about 5% over last year. So that's pretty significant considering the interest rates and the insurance problems we've had. But the insurance hasn't been the big issue in that Algiers area. Algiers Point, for example, is some of the other areas. It's significant, but not in the huge increases that we've seen in other parts of the city.
Because of the alluvial, whatever it is, and that's where the river dumped its mud.
Just a higher bank, exactly.
Yeah. So if I were to buy a home right now or look to invest in a home, which I'm not, I would seriously look at Algiers Point, old Algiers, because it seems to me that is a hot area, and a lot of people are spending a lot of money. And when you drive around that area, it's not what it used to be.
Yeah, if you wanted an Irish Channel, the Lower Garden District type home
exactly.
area, then that's your neighborhood. I mean, that's it. If you would have been the West Bank, then that's perfect. It's well-maintained, a lot of infrastructure there, restaurants, bars, services for folks, grocery stores. So there's a lot going on in Algiers Point, and has been for years. It's always been a rock-solid investment in that area.
I would tell people, if you can't afford the Garden District or the Irish Channel, look at Algiers Point, because you feel like you're right there. It's the same kind of thing. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Arthur Sterbko, local real estate analyst. We come back, we'll talk to the president of Public Affairs Research Council about a new study on what tax changes could mean for Louisiana households. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.